Thank you for calling the Inspirational Voice message line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this finds you peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 48. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they had heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They've received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered what they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. God blesses the reading of Scripture. This reading is the bedrock of the birth of our church through the gift of that very Holy Spirit. It's a radical concept back then, and it's a radical concept now. The inclusion of that Spirit to all that heard it. Didn't matter what you brought to the table. You didn't have to bring money or title or land or a country or any label. If you heard this, you were saved. It was salvation for all those who believed that would be saved by grace, not works, not being a good person, not by righteousness, and not by national origin. It's a very relatable piece, even in today's climate, where everything is a label. Everything has a tribe. We try to bring our backstory with us to every conversation as to why we deserve something. And in this situation, none of that mattered. Radical indeed. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the things that you provide us, big and small. Thank you for allowing us to come to you and accept your gift freely. A gift that we do not deserve, and a gift that we can accept because we've heard the good news. And you have given us a mouth to speak and eyes to see, and thank heavens, ears to hear. Please watch over us in times that can be very worrisome and full of struggle, a year of uncertainty and a year of lack of normalcy. But let's not be in too much of a rush to get back to a normal if it's a normal of the world. This needs to be normal in your eyes, the way you see it, the direction that you point us in. Please watch over all of us, those that we love, all of those that we have in our circle, and even those that maybe we don't have in our circle, that aren't part of our tribe, that aren't part of our day-to-day. Watch over them as well, as we continue to hear your word and hear your good news. Amen. Thank you for joining us on the Inspirational Voice message line today. We hope this lays in your heart for the rest of the week. Thanks so much.